Also, Public Enemy number one in LA. Also, Public Enemy number one.
Arguing with a friend, a good friend, maybe my best friend all day. All damn day. It's exhausting. It's exhausting, Spike. This is the Cat Named Mo Show. We'll be here with you until 8 p.m. Take it or leave it. I get paid either way. And not enough either way, but I'm not complaining.
Wow.
Yes, Spike. Wow. Spike, how you sticking? Besides wowing.
I'm stuck contemplating on this biblical phrase, do unto others as they did to you.
Do unto others as they do unto you, I believe is the correct phrasing, but you were close. You were right on there.
So I might be invited to this party, and I know that if I to this party, and if I know if I invited these people to my party or to a certain place where we're going, they wouldn't come. So in other words, if I was, let me give you an example. If I was invited to go to, let's say, hey, let's all go to a FSU football game. And I say, okay, we'll all go. But then if I say, hey, let's all go to a Florida football game, they would say, I ain't going. I'm not going to Gainesville. Damn, Gainesville is the armpit of the South.
Okay.
So should I go to the FSU game in Tallahassee?
You should do what you want to do. What they will do has nothing to do with what you want to do or who you want to ask. No, I never give an
answer. I knew this was going to be the answer.
I'm not right. I'm just giving you my perspective because guess what?
Wait.
You asked me the question, mm-hmm. So let me answer. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to ask somebody somewhere or whatever, I don't know that it matters whether they would ask me somewhere if I want them there. If I want them there, it doesn't matter if they've invited me or whatever, if they will come to a place.
I want them there. I'm not saying they invited you to go somewhere.
If they invited me to go somewhere and I declined.
No. You said I'll go.
I'll go. Okay.
But then you say, then you invite them to a David Bowie event and they say, I ain't going no damn.
But that's fine.
You would do unto others as they do, just because they don't do it to you.
No. I think you...
I might not go because I know they won't go to mine.
Well, that's just spiteful. That's petty.
But ain't that doing what you do to do?
No. Spike, you.
I guess not.
Do unto you're misinterpreting the quote. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. In other words, if you want somebody to treat you nice, treat them nice. If you want somebody to go where you go, where you ask them to go, go where they ask you to go. Now, it might be that they get to go to ask you to go somewhere first, and then when you ask them, they decline. That's fine. But that's what do unto others as you would have them do unto you mean.
So if you know they're going to decline your invitation.
No, if you want somebody to go to go to an event that you invite them to, if they invite you to an event, you go.
But I know they're not going to go to mine.
Doesn't matter. If you want them to go, that's the key phrase. If you want them to go to something you invite them to.
So then I got to do unto others then.
If you follow in the Bible proverb or adage or whatever it is, yeah, sure.
I ain't going.
It's called being a bigger person.
Oh, that's what it is. Go high, go low, or whatever it is.
I mean, yeah, I don't ascribe to it, but I know it. if they go low, you go high. Yeah, so a lot of times I'll do that, but sometimes if they go low, then I pull out the yapa.
I don't know if you answered my question, but
I did.
If I want them to go to my event, then I should go to their event.
Like there are two answers. There are two answers to your question.
Okay, let me write the one down.
Okay.
One,
if you want to be petty and you want to be you, and you know somebody's not going to go to something you invite them to, and they invite you to something,
to be petty, don't go.
Okay.
To be petty, don't go.
But if you want to live by the adage, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you," then you are. Compelled to then go, even if you know they wouldn't go to something you invited them to. So there you go. You can be petty or you can be biblical. Take your choice. I like to be biblically petty.
I like to be petty
on a biblical level, Mike. I like to part the Red Seas with my pettiness. That's how petty I am. Absolutely. Now I'm not petty.
How about this?
But if I don't want to go somewhere, I'm not going to go somewhere. That's just how I am.
Right, but
that's not true. That's not true. I take that back because I have gone to many a thing that I didn't want to go to based upon other reasonings. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So So,
if I don't go because I know they won't go to mine, aren't I doing what others do to you?
No.
Right?
No.
Listen to what I said, because you're saying no before you listen to what I'm saying. I'm not going because I know you're not going to go to mine. Now, the phrase is do unto others as you want others to do to you. I'm doing to them what they'll do to me.
Okay, but what you're doing is you're not understanding the phrase, Spike. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. As you would have them do unto you means that if you invite someone somewhere, you would want them to come to that event. As you'd have them do unto you. In other words.
But I know they ain't coming to mind.
But it doesn't matter. It doesn't say. The phrase is not do unto others as you would have them do unto you unless you know they're not going to do unto you.
Right, I mean,
that's not the phrase. That's not the phrase, Mike. It's not the phrase.
But
it's not the phrase.
You have to interpret the phrase.
No, you don't have to interpret the phrase. The phrase comes fully interpreted. It comes fully. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's it. That's the end of the phrase. There's no except or but at all. So if you would want someone to accept an invitation to something you invited them to, then you are beholden by this adage or whatever it really referred to as. You are beholden.
Golden rule. That's what they call it.
You're beholden to go. Hey, you're on the Cat Named Mo show. What's up?
Nothing.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, what's your name?
Hi.
Hey, Susie, go ahead.
I got a real simple for Spike. Treat people the way you want them to treat you.
Saying the same thing the Bible concept says, yes.
I want them to go to my event.
Right. So if they invite you to an event, then go to it. Even if you know they wouldn't go to yours.
You probably have fun anyway.
Yeah. No one's going to ever outfund me. I'm definitely going to have fun going. But I know they're not going
to
go to mine.
That's immaterial to the heart of what the message is. Correct.
All right, so maybe I don't do what the phrase
is. Hey, the other one, don't cut off your nose to spite your face.
Hold on. He's not ready for that one. That's got so many layers that he is not even forget that. Thank you, Susie, though. I appreciate you, all right? All right, thank you, girl. Hey, go ahead. What's your name?
Well, I'm cutting my nose off. Didn't Caesar do that with his ear?
No.
Somebody cut an ear off.
It wasn't Caesar. Caesar did not cut his ear off. Good Lord. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I think that Spike thinks that the phrase is do unto others as others do unto you.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Or do unto others before they do it unto you.
Reverse spite on them.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Thank you. Exactly.
Caller,
hey, caller, go ahead.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well, sir.
All right, I had a call in. Spike, the meaning of that phrase is, I'm going to just keep it simple, all right? Let's just bring it to nowadays. It's what you get taught in middle school and elementary school, right?
Great.
Treat others the way you want to be treated. That's it.
There you go.
That's literally what it is.
I
want them to go to my event.
Right.
So treat them nice?
Okay.
No. So if they ask you to go to their event, then you would go to their event.
Even if you know.
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you, sir, for explaining something that's been explained 17 times already.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I like it.
You don't have to like it, Spike. And again, understand something.
Is that being petty and spiteful?
It could be called being petty and spiteful. It could be called being equal. I will tell you
equal.
This.
I like that one.
While I understand the adage, the golden rule, the fundamental ethical principle, whatever you want to call it, if I have an event and I am friends with other people, peers that have events that don't invite me, then I don't feel compelled to invite them. I'm not doing it out of spite. I'm just like, they're not on my radar. It's just not on my radar. I'm not concerned. I have a lack of concern. There's a difference between spite and a lack of concern. Oh. So I just cleaned up your spite. You know it's all about how you finesse this ish, man. Come on. I'm all finesse, Mike. All finesse. What's your name? Go ahead.
Hey, are you guys going to have How You Stickin' or Spike on the Mic t-shirts at that thing, or just Mo stuff?
First off, at what thing? Don't speak in fragmented sentences, dummy. At what thing? What thing? Nobody knows what thing you're talking about.
You side.
All right.
You say your side piece?
Steve, you have called up enough times to know how to give an understandable call.
Can I answer that question? Thing.
What's that?
Going to answer Steve's question.
What was his question?
Are there going to be some How You Stick and Spike on the Mic shirts at your June 30th? How you pull the thing out?
June 30th, yeah, Side Splitters Tampa. Excuse me while I whip this out. The live stand-up show, recorded live, going down at 4 p.m. Sunday, June 30th, Side Splitters Tampa, almost sold out. Might be 15% of seats left. Get them while you can, people. Going to have some fantastic shirts out there. That's what both of these dummies are referencing.
Answer the question,
but
no.
Steve was the bigger dummy.
Answer the question, no. I'm not going
to
do it out there.
But understand something, Steve. It's got nothing to do with me. If Spike wants to bring some T-shirts, some hats, bumper stickers, if he wants to bring pool floaties with Spike on the mic on
this
it,
goes,
I got no problem with
it. See, this goes back to the doing it others as others would do you.
What? Yeah, I would
do it. I'm not going to bring merch to take away from your sales.
It won't.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Really?
Really. Spike,
really?
I've been.
I'm going to say really one more
Spike,
time.
Spike,
really?
Yeah, Spike. I've been in comedy clubs 30-odd years. If somebody wants to buy your shirt, they'll buy your shirt. It's not going to be, well, I'm going to buy this one and not going to buy yours.
They might. If they got $15.
That's fine. And if they do, that's not going to hurt me.
But if there's two options, then they're taking away from one of the
options.
They're
going to go with the better option.
They're taking away from one of the options.
They're going to take away the lesser option.
But they still taking away from it. If there's only one option, then they'll go with that option.
Yeah, but if you're going to take away the lesser option, then we're quite sure that your shirt will be the lesser option.
That's what I'm trying to get
you. I'm not worried.
But if your shirt, let's say your shirt is, I'm just throwing it, if your shirt is
$20. It's $10.
If your shirt is $10, I'll sell mine for
$5. That's
fine. And throwing a gallon of gas.
And guess what?
Then they'll take away from you.
Won't bother me. I'm good.
But I'm doing it to others as others did.
No.
because if
you're doing on this line,
yeah,
I'm doing it because
I ain't taking your mess.
You don't need to take my mess. I'm saying if you want to bring shirts there, if you want to bring merchandise, if you want to bring copies of Baseball Buddies on Betamax and sell them, I don't care. I really don't care.
I understand it's not about caring, Mo.
Well, I know
you're the bigger, the better man. It's not about caring.
It's not about being the bigger, the better
man. That's
all
you do.
It's not about being the bigger, the better man. I'm saying if you have merch and you want to sell it, bring it. Sell it. You're a part of the show. You're
going to
be throwing time up there.
I thought about it.
Yeah.
I thought about it and I said, well, you know, I will take away from, what's your name, from your jump.
You won't take away from mine.
Because just like you go to a concert, they don't allow you to sell.
Spike.
T-shirts when the band is selling T-shirts.
The opening band is allowed to sell T-shirts.
No, I work. Now, listen, this is something I know I'm talking about. You're telling me. I used to work at the Amalie Arena, that's what it's called, for 10 years.
You worked there.
10 years.
Right.
When there's a big band and there's a band there and they're selling T-shirts, no one else is allowed to sell shirts.
That's not every band. That might be some.
So you thought I'm being everybody in the entire world?
I'm telling you that I have been to concerts where the opening act has been allowed to sell merch. I'm just telling you that. That's fact. That's not conjecture. That's fact. There are comedians that will say as headliners, I don't want the feature act selling merch. That happens. That does happen. I'm saying it's not everybody. But
right.
what I'm
and
saying.
And I'm not saying, Mo, I don't know why you get into this. If there's 100 people, it got to be 100 people. If it's 90% of them, then that's like they don't want you to do it.
But Spike, you're not listening to what I'm actually saying. What I'm saying is your shirts are not going to affect the sales of mine. They're just not.
How come?
Because they're just not. The people that want to buy a shirt with the name of the show on it, they're going to want to buy a shirt with the name of the shirt on it, and they're not going to not buy because your shirt is $5 less. They're just not going to do it. That's just not how merch
works. That's conjecture.
That's not how merch
that's
works.
Conjecture.
That's based upon BS conjecture. Well, but Mike, prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. Go there and sell 200 shirts, and I'll sell 5. And I would praise you, Spike.
I don't have 200.
How many do you have, Spike?
I got 4.
That's what we're really talking about.
Okay, so if I
you
sell,
don't
whoa,
have
whoa, whoa, whoa.
Now, what
I
we're
work,
really talking about,
sell 100% of my shirts,
and that's what I wanted to get to. What we're really talking about, you ain't got the merch.
So hold on a second. But if I sell 100% of my merch,
no. How many shirts do you have now?
I just said 4.
4. Are you being honest? Or
no.
Are you trying to be funny?
No, I'm just being funny.
Do you have shirts?
Get to the point.
Do you have shirts?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Bring the shirts. Sell them. Don't worry about me. Don't worry about me. You never worry about my reputation or what you're taking away from me on this show. All of a sudden, you're going to worry about T-shirts. Be you, Spike. Go there and spike. Spike. All right? I don't want you to do something different at the show than you do on this radio program. And you do not worry about me or my feelings on this radio program.
Fake.
So, Spike, at that show, spike it up. Bring all of your shirts and have everybody walking out on Spike on the Mic shirts. And I'll smile.
And take yours home with you.
Absolutely. You listen. I'll lay my shirts down on the parking lot, and you can do donuts around them. Go ahead, caller. What's your name?
Now, who the hell would go to an awesome comedy show, June 30th, Sunday at 4 p.m., with $15 in their pocket for merchandise?
Nobody. It makes no sense.
I'm buying both of yours.
There you go.
You know, that's what you do.
What I'm trying to tell him is him selling shirts is not going to impact my shirt sales at all.
You think everybody's like you?
I think everybody is not like you. Thank you. I appreciate you. You are the anomaly here, Spike. Go ahead, caller. What's your name?
Hey, this is Taylor. I just want to know what are the odds of the four shirts that Spike actually has that something is misspelled on the shirt?
Well, it'd only be his name.
Hey, there's a good
exactly.
odds. There's good odds.
So then it's a collector's item.
It's good odds,
now, see,
bro.
I can't argue with that.
It's a cat named Mo on 102.5 The Bone.